right, dudes and chicks, this is my entry into the Player Haters Journal for today. And today is Wednesday, June 17th. And here's what's on my mind. This past weekend, I went out of town. I took this chick out of town, like an hour and a half, hour away. You know, we hung out, got a hotel room, got drunk, almost had sex. I'll get to that in a minute. But as I said, I went away this weekend. So basically what I gave you Sunday was a throwaway episode. You know, my whole conversation with a dude named Doug who does a podcast shit. Yeah, that shit would have, under normal circumstances, never been released and actually thrown away. Yeah, I've deleted many conversations that I had with people based on many different things. And that dude named Doug was just a boring dude. He was straight up boring. And he was not used to talking about himself. And he's the type of dude that, for a dude like me, who's a conversationalist, it's just kind of hard to talk to. We just didn't mesh conversationally. I mean, the shit came out okay, but it wasn't the best conversation, or the worst actually, that I've ever had. But I just didn't feel comfortable with that shit. But since, again, I was going away this weekend, I decided to give you what I already had. I had the shit chopped up. I didn't feel like chopping up any other conversations or doing any extra shit. So all I did was add some music to that shit and release it. So for my listeners, you definitely got a throwaway episode this past weekend. But I mean, it's okay. Even my throwaway episodes are better than most people's full great episodes. To be totally honest with you. So yeah, my throwaway episodes are still good. Anyway, that's what went down this weekend with the podcast. As far as what went down this weekend for me, yeah, I'm about to break it down to you right now. I put a chick in the friend zone. Which ain't surprising for a dude like me. I mean, I've done that shit before. And usually dudes are used to chicks putting dudes in the friend zone. Like, yo, nigga, you ain't ever gonna get this pussy. We could be friends and hang out, but I ain't ever gonna fuck you, is what chicks normally say to dudes when they put them in the friend zone. That's pretty much what I said in my head about this chick this weekend. It's like, yo, I resign to the fact that you ain't ever gonna be my chick. I'm not attracted to you sexually all that much at all. You have little annoying habits and shit that I tolerate, but that's about it. We can hang out, have fun, and all that shit. But, yeah, you ain't ever gonna be my chick, and I'm never, ever gonna fuck you. You are officially in the friend zone, is what I did with this chick this weekend. And let me tell you why I did it. Again, I already alluded to the fact that she's annoying as hell. You know, she has annoying habits, I'll put it like that. She's not annoying as hell, but she does little things that I deal with, I tolerate, but that shit is straight up annoying. Plus, I'm just not attracted to her sexually. Her body is just not doing it for me. And she told me, she made the mistake of telling me, I guess I should say, and I appreciate that shit, that she had gotten turned out by a black dude. Needless to say, she's a white chick, she used to be married, got divorced, hooked up with this black dude, and this black dude turned her the fuck out, which means that he was licking that pussy, licking the fuck out of that pussy, licking that ass and doing all types of freaky shit, which for me, yo, I really don't try all that hard when it comes to chicks, so I already know that I can never live up to what you're used to. Your expectations are way too high sexually when it comes to black dudes. Not only that, but like every black dude that she encounters after that, she's going to be wanting that nigga to live up to her first turned out black nigga, and I just can't do that shit. Not only can I not do that shit, I don't do that shit. Yeah, when it comes to chicks, I really don't try all that hard. I'm going to satisfy you sexually, but I ain't climbing the walls just to make your ass feel good. Nah, forget that shit. That shit ain't ever gonna happen.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Casey Lana from the Black Is Podcast. You can find us at www.blackisonline.com, which is home not only to the Black Is Break Podcast, but the Brothers Lana Happy Hour and Culture Connection Podcast. Every now and again, we'll give you a Movers and Shapers Podcast and the Reverend and the Raw Podcast with Brother John Wood. So check us out there. Follow us on Twitter at Black Is Online and find us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. Because you are now listening to the Player Hater Podcast. Peace.
So let me say this, in the year 2015, it is extremely easy for dudes to get pussy from chicks. Seriously, I don't see how any dude is having any problem getting pussy from chicks. Really, if there's any dude out there who's having a hard time fucking chicks, something's really got to be wrong with you, man, because it's really easy, for a dude like me at least, to get pussy from chicks. But I don't know, maybe there's a difference between white chicks and black chicks, and as far as how you go about getting pussy, I don't know. I just think that I happen to be one of those niggas who chicks want to get pussy to. Matter of fact, I spoke to Tammy Lorraine about that shit, and this is what Tammy Lorraine had to say.
A confident man is a handsome man to females, okay? You can be butt ugly, but hella cocky and confident, and a chick will be still attractive to you, attracted to you. So it's a little different with women because you guys are very visual. But for us, if you can stimulate our minds, and you are a master of words, so I'm sure you had a bunch of stuff that you said to her that got her in her head thinking, I just want to pounce on this dude. So all of that, it doesn't make a difference how you look. We still want you. Not you, but as men. You know what I mean? We love a confident, cocky man. So you can be butt ugly, but we'll still give you some because we just are attracted to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever the case may be, if that was the situation with this particular chick, is the fact that, again, it wasn't our first encounter. We had hung out and done shit over the past few months, so we weren't strangers to one another. So, but I just noticed that early on, that I could have gotten that pussy, like, weeks ago, probably a couple mm-hmm. months. Right, but again, I'm not attracted to her sexually. She's fun to hang out with, and we do shit together and always have a good time. But and I've had women like this in my life before where I'm like not attracted to them, but we can have fun and do shit together. But I don't ever want to fuck them.
Why do you think that she decided to have sex with you? Because I'm not a chicken pick up if a dude isn't attracted to her like that. But why do you think she agreed to do it? Just because she was drunk and you had her in the moment? Or do you think because she wanted something to come out of it?
Yeah, this moment has been brewing for a long time because the whole situation, she oh man. When it comes to dating and women, I know all the tricks. Women can never, it ain't all that psychological bullshit manipulating that some women do, right, that some women do would never work on me. And she did something last night, well, Saturday night, that was sort of similar. Because when we got in the room, she booked the room. And I was like, let's get some double beds. Instead of getting double beds, she got one king size bed. And then when we got to the room, she acts surprised. Oh, I thought there were two beds. I said, oh, you know, Biggie, just call front desk and tell me you want to switch rooms. She's like, no, that's okay. You know, all that bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
so she already set it up.
Yeah, so getting drunk had nothing to do with it. Getting drunk gave her a reason for doing it, but getting drunk had nothing to do with it. It was going to go down either way.
Yeah, so it was set up from jump, basically.
Right, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. There's situations where it was going to happen. It was just a matter of how far it was going to go. And I had already determined in my mind that I wasn't going to fuck her. And we just messed around, and I finger fucked her, and she squirted all over the place, and we were good.
Too funny.
Too true.
Alright, so coming up this weekend, we got the Podcast Critic. And this weekend, I'm going to critique the Recap show featuring Big B and his crew. I was supposed to have done this shit like a month ago, but when I initially hit old dude up, I was going to have him talk about his podcast, and then I was going to feature him in the Podcast Critic. But the conversation got so good that we started talking about all types of shit. So I ended up putting him on my regular podcast and never got around to critiquing his shit. So I'm finally going to do it this weekend. And you know what's funny about that shit is the fact that we sort of do the same thing, but not really, because they don't so much critique as they more review and promote. That's basically what they do. They're not going to tell you how they feel about your podcast, which is okay. I mean, that's something I do. So since we do something that's somewhat similar, yeah, I'm glad that it is different because they are the way that they are. They're going to tell you not how they feel about it, but basically going to put it out there for the listeners to determine if they want to listen or not, which, you know, I do somewhat the same thing. I will feature your shit, and then the listeners will decide if they want to listen to your shit or not. But in the process, I'm going to give you my honest opinion because I think you need to know. I'm not your friend. Yeah, I'm a listener. So I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing as a listener. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with your shit and what you may need to work on. Again, there's nothing wrong with what Big B and his crew does, and there's nothing wrong with what I do, because I honestly believe, and I know for a fact, that people benefit from criticism. And one podcast in particular that has benefited has been the Negro Please podcast, because when I first listened to those niggas, they were straight up whispering and wasn't really offering much, in my opinion. But I know for a fact that their podcast has 100% changed, and that shit sounds 1,000% better. Matter of fact, I spoke to those niggas last night. This is what we talked about.
we received some good feedback from Toya Hayden himself, and we took heed some of his words and critiques, and thanks to him and also the feedback of others, we finally figured out how to improve our audio. We're not sounding and whispering over a nice vegan meal. We're finally sounding like someone
who
has no podcasters, and just the player had a bit of a big role in that. So we got to take our hat off.
Yeah, man, most definitely. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said again, when I listened to the last episode, I was glad to hear you guys like display your personality and sort of, I won't say loosen up, because you'd only done like one episode in part one and part two, so it's hard to say loosen up, because yeah, I mean, it didn't give us a full representation of your personality basically, so, because you were only one episode deep, but it was good in the next episode you had done, yeah, that we were able to see like your personality and your podcast sort of reflect who you are in a minimal way, at least, as individuals, you know? That's always good to see, because oftentimes, you know, you have a lot of black folks who take themselves too seriously, and I'm not entertained by educated Negroes who come across different... No, really, I'm not entertained by educated Negroes who sound like educated Negroes. But honestly,
I got you.
You've gone to school, you got your degree, you're professional. All right, cool. You're doing a podcast now, nigga. Entertain me. It's like, basically, that's my attitude. That's my attitude when I listen to a podcast. Again, I'm not a big podcast listener, but if I do tune in, I don't want to hear I graduated from. Nigga, please just. I said, nigga, please check that out. Like, nigga, please, just, you know, just do a podcast.
I agree.
And that's exactly what we were going for, man. So I'm glad you were energized by our personality. There's a lot more where that comes from.
This is absolutely a lot more. If you hear the outtakes, man, like...
Oh, man. I mean, we're going to do a bloopers reel for you one day. Just for you.
Yeah, no, man. Just for me. Just for me now.
I Hate Haters, I check you out this weekend, brand new episode and all that other good shit, all right? You take it easy.
And when are you coming out to New York, man? I know you're all the way out there in Jersey, man. What's up?
Jersey.
What's up?
I said you're out there in Jersey, man. When you coming out to New York, man?
I don't know. I was up in that area, like, over the weekend with the chick we had hung out up in that area, but... Yeah, I don't know, brother. But here's the thing about me, to be totally honest with you, I'm cool with the socializing over the phone stuff and all of that. I'm cool with that, but that's pretty much as far as it extends with me.
I got you.
I mean, nothing personal. Trust me, nothing personal. There have been many a nigga who've been like, yo, play ahead, when we gonna hook up? I'm like, nigga, we hooking up right now.
That's right.
By all means, don't take it personal. Like I said, I mean, I'm
and
everything, but it's like my real life and my fake life, as well as my internet life, two totally different lives.
I got you. Understood. Fair enough. I can respect that.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime you guys want to chop it up, you got any questions about anything, you just want to say what's up, please, by all means, feel free. Like I said, I'm the same dude as far as that's concerned. But Oh, and you know what's funny? I was watching a comedian today, and then he was telling a joke about he had walked up to a dude and was like, hey, man, how you doing? And the dude was on the phone, and the dude looked at him and said, yo, I ain't looking to meet no more people today. That's my attitude.
That's funny, you, man. I thought that shit was funny.
Okay, I'm going to use that one. I'm going to use that shit. Next time a nigga wants to meet me or whatever, I'm going to be like, you know what? I got enough friends, man. I ain't looking to meet nobody.
Enough is enough.
That's real shit. I respect it.
That's funny to me.